Thank you for holding. Is this Jeremy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeremy. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Good. I'll take it. It's better than bad. I understand that you're having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
No, I kind of get it. If somebody's Googling the work in my area, I'm going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I Google there, so that's, you know, intriguing right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the simpler terms of putting it, but we do build your .com website for you, host the site, host your Google listing for up to 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. We'd also complete your full online business profile for your company. So you wouldn't just be on the first page of Google. You'd be on the first page of Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, all pages. We even do Facebook ads. I mean, we're a full-service digital branding firm that's partnered with Google. So we could cover all your bases as far as online. That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. But Tara told me your current experience is just Home Advisor at this point. Is that right?
No, yeah, honestly, I don't even have any experience with them yet.
Okay.
I signed up Friday, and now I'm getting all these kind of calls out of the blue here, so. It sounded interesting getting in, and I actually went through Angie's List or whatever, and.
Oh, yeah, Angie's List. Yeah, Angie's List got bought out by Home Advisor in 2017, so it's Angie's Leads. But I know they use Google in order to get the leads that they sell. Like if you look up concrete in Madison Heights, and then obviously you got Madison Heights Concrete, Cut and Core Concrete Cutting, Noble Concrete and Construction, and then just under that you have Angie.com, top 10 best concrete repair in Madison Heights. So you're on that list of those 10 guys. But what happens is if a customer goes past my guys here and then clicks on them on that home or that Angie's.com listing, they get turned into a lead and the lead gets sent out to like four or five of the guys on that list. So you and like three or four other people are going to get that lead.
So you guys are a lead gen company too.
We are not a lead gen, no. No, see, what lead gens do is they put themselves on Google, they get the lead, and they sell the lead individually. We're a digital branding firm and a Google partner, so you'd be running a Google advertisement campaign where the customers are able to see your business name and call you directly. So that does generate leads for your business, but the customers are calling you directly. We're not turning them into a lead. You know, they're already pre-screened. If they're in your area and they type in concrete, that's the only way they're getting your number and are able to call you anyway, right? So they're pre-screened.
Yeah.
People aren't usually looking for a concrete contractor for fun.
Yeah.
So, you know. So that's,
now, is that just concrete or because I do a lot of brickwork.
Oh. Yeah, brickwork, tuck pointing, masonry, that's in the same category. So there's a category and then you have keywords. You get 15 different keywords at a time as long as it's within your industry. We can't list you for pizza, right? But
so what is the price on this?
Well, with the discounts that Tara requested and the website included, I mean, if you just started this year, I could get it down to $249 on a month-to-month basis.
Is there any way that you can send me a bunch of information and then I can get back with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if the listing's available, I'm not going to turn you down, but we have to have availability. We can't just put you on the first page. That's what makes it so profitable over things like Angie's, is because they could sign up like 20 of you guys in the same area. Google only has three guys that show up on the first page in this top recommended section. So, and we only got one of those spots open right now. So once it's filled, we can't put you on the first page. We don't really have anything to offer you at that point.
All right. That's two. You said 240.
$2.49. So it's like a dollar less than $2.50.
Okay.
Mhm. And then there's no extra charges, so you don't get any like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. And you're also not binded to a long-term contract. So if you didn't like it, you could go back to Home Advisor's pay-per-lead.
Well,
I mean, obviously.
So I'm waiting on Angie's list right now to contact me back. They're not even sure they can list me because they require me to be have a different kind of license, the guy was explaining to me. So I'm waiting on them to call me back right now where it's like, I don't know why they... you know, accepted me my money before they
You know, verify that first.
Me if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now
so you might cancel them anyway.
I can pay $2.50. Huh?
So you might cancel them anyway, pretty much.
Yes, that's where I was getting at pretty much.
Okay.
Which I'd rather go with you guys. I mean, you're almost at a cheaper rate. I'm not paying per lead.
Yeah.
You're beating them already. So, yeah, let's try it out. Let's do it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, if you could do anything with that system, you'll do great with this. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 586-839-7483?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And then what's your last name, Jeremy? Is it just Hope?
Hope, H-O-P-E, yep.
Okay, that's what I assumed the J-Hope meant. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
J-Hope Services, Inc. Gmail.
Okay, J-Hope Services, Inc. at gmail.com, submit. Okay, and then Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail? You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business. It's like a postcard size envelope, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you just to verify your location. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. What's the street address that I could send that to?
111 East Guthrie, G-U-T-H-R-I-E.
Okay. 48071?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got it. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Like preferred time to call or?
Yeah, those are your calling hours, not necessarily your work hours. But it's going to be on the Google listing, so they'll have a little like open, closed, red and green icon on there. So it's definitely something to consider.
It's 8 to 5.
Okay. 8 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Let's go Monday through Friday.
Okay.
All right. You know, let's go Monday through Saturday.
Okay. You could change this, too. I'm going to actually send you my direct number and extension. And then if you want to make any changes to your account, we could always swap it out. But am I going to put Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I may work, but that's going to be...
I could put by appointment.
By the time I get that screwing with a homeowner, I can work that out. I'll be like, yeah, we might be here Sunday, but...
Yeah, I'll just put by appointment only on Sunday. So that way, you know, maybe they could call you, but you're not actually expected to go out and work. You can hash that out or push it to Monday or whatever you want to do then.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Sundays are very religious. There's only two things I do on Sunday. Yesterday, it was my favorite day. I go to church, and then I watch football all day. So, yeah, I understand that. Okay, and then we're going to build you a .com. Do you have a logo for the company yet?
No, I actually tried to get in a company called Brown Brand or Brand Crowd or something like that. And created a logo and
nice.
Trying to get on this business platform with them is just way too complicated and above my
skill set.
Internet skill level.
Yeah. No worries.
I'm not that. I'm more of a trial and hammer kind of guy.
Yeah. No, you'd be surprised, actually. The guys I run into, they could build a house, but they can't operate a computer. It's crazy, but I get it. I'm the other way around. I'm great with a computer, but if you asked me to build a house, it'd probably be pretty flimsy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I sent you my number, and send me what you have. We'll look at it. If the logo is good and you like it, then we can have that attached. If not, I have graphic designers in house that can help you develop it and get a good logo going without infringing on any kind of copyright laws. We'll get that up and running, and then also any like photos that you might have that you want to use, that'd be super useful. If you have some like before and after shots of some driveways or something, that'd really be useful.
Yes, I actually have a lot of pictures being gone through right now as we speak.
Perfect. Yeah, there's an email address in there. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And if you send them over, we'll have those all attached to your website portfolio. That way the customers can view that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
Oh, sorry. You have a question?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, so I got the address verified. They say there's an option here. You can either have the address hidden or you could display it. It says it came back as a residence.
Yeah, I'm running it from my house right now.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Google recommends usually that if you work from home that you hide it, though, so that way people don't show up at your doorstep or get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Yes, actually, then let's make that hidden.
Yeah, it'll still say Madison Heights, Michigan. They'll still have the zip code there. It just won't have the street address or turn-by-turn directions available. All right.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So I got your business
profile. Now, this is through Google. So anybody who Googles my name is going to come up in my area.
Yeah, exactly. Your name is easy part. It's for people looking up your services. That's really what you're paying for, because most people don't know your business. So they're just going to Google the services you offer. They might look up brick or concrete painting, bricks, tuck pointing, things like that, masonry, and then we make sure that you show up for those services as a top recommended option on the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many listings are usually on that first page?
Three. Well, in this section.
Only three?
Well, no, in this section. So when you do the search, I don't know if you're near a computer, but if you typed in concrete in Madison Heights, there's a map that'll pop up to the right, and then there's only three guys next to it that are actual, business owners, right? That you can call directly and speak with the business owner. If you scroll down, there's a bunch of other listings, but they're directories. They're Angie's, Yelp, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Yellow Pages. So the funny thing is when you sign up for our services, you get that first page placement for your business, right, for the people to call you directly. But you also get a Yelp listing, a Yellow Pages listing, a Thumbtack, a Merchant Circle. You're already on Angie's list, which owns Home Advisor. So it's like you're on all those directories too. But 90% of customers pick from these top three guys. They just call the business owner directly. They don't usually go through those third-party systems unless they're trying to price shop. Those are the guys you don't really want anyway. They're like, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just trying to get some quotes, The guys that are really trying to make a move, they call to speak to somebody live. Okay, when can you get out here? I already looked at your website, I looked at these other guys. So it's a lot better.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing is everybody's going to waste my time with this Angie list. They're telling me 3 out of 10. I'm hearing it's more like 1 out of 20.
Yeah, because they sell the lead to like 4 or 5 other people. So they tell them, hey, we're going to get you connected to multiple contractors. So if you're a homeowner who's really considering like redoing your driveway, for example, you're going to go, okay, well, I'm going to pick the cheapest one. In my mind, they're all qualified, right? According to what Home Advisor is telling me, they're all good to go. So I'm just going to listen to all 5 of them. They're not really going to jump on the first couple of guys that call them. They're like, hey, I'm going to hear them all out, see who's going to give me the best deal so I could save my money, So that's pretty much what happens. Like, you got to pay a lead fee, then you got to drop your price. And then that's the only way you're really getting them. So, and they might be 50 miles away, and now you're paying gas there and back. And all your profit just gets by the time the job's done. It's like you're working for HomeAdvisor. So that's why I was saying, after a month or two of this, you'll probably cancel them if you haven't already.
I'm canceling as soon as we switch over. I don't like it. I thought about it after I signed everything up. I'm just kind of waiting for them to call me back. And, you know, if I'm not in what they're trying to tell me, I have to be a licensed, I have to have my builder's license for tuck pointing. I'm like, not really, not in the state of Michigan. You don't. It's in the artisan program. I'm licensed with Laura. I got everything I got need.
Yeah.
Make sure of it. And,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, Google does the research. So the nice thing about my job is, like, if you're not qualified to be on the first page of Google, we wouldn't even be talking to you. It's already threaded through. And then even Tara, it's like, she threads through them too, like the rep you talk to. So by the time you get to me, it's, you're good.
There you go.
Yeah. I worked my way up to get past that point. All right, so I got your business profile set up, and I got your PIN verification set to be sent out. Everything looks good. I just need to schedule a client interview with you. So the client interview is where they do a lot of the customization of your campaign. So they'll ask you about the services you provide, where you travel, the website, you know, just help us get it up and running. They just want to pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly. So it's usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
I got some things running around to do. Say like 5:36. Is that too late for you guys?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
okay, I was gonna say we have a 4 to 5 open, but tomorrow, yeah, I could do any time tomorrow between like 10 and 7.
All right, let's do like you said 10 to 7.
Yeah,
let's do 5:30 tomorrow.
Okay. It has to be an hour window, so how about I schedule it like, I actually have a company meeting, all hands holiday stand-up meeting. That's basically where...
So let's just do 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Okay. You're not available 4 to 5 today?
No. I'm going to be out and about. Tomorrow's actually my birthday, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
I got some stuff to do. Thank you.
Because you got a really deep voice, so I'm sure it throws people off, but it sounds like you're still still young. Are you in like your 30s?
Yeah, I'm 37 tomorrow.
37, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm 30, so I figured you're like around my age group.
All right. Yeah, I get it a lot. I look like I'm a young buck, though, so.
That's what matters.
I look like I'm a young buck, and I feel like I'm an old buck, so.
That's good, too.
Enjoy that 30. I'll tell you what, I made it to 32, and then shit kind of
started
punching me. I started feeling them a little more.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You start getting that pain in your side. You're
more
like,
when
oh,
I hit 32.
Yeah, no, I know. I got two kids.
I got two kids. I got knee surgeries now. Panics is coming out. All kinds of
Dang.
Enjoy what it's.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I've been on that train for a while. My mom passed from cancer when I was young, like 16. So once I seen that, I was like, damn, man, we can go any day. So I just started living.
I lost my mom when I was 21, but my
same thing
as cancer, so we got a lot,
Yeah, she had melanoma, so.
But I've actually not had a good relationship with her. I've been on my own since I was 15, so
yeah,
I watched
it
happen to a lot of people at a really young age.
Yeah,
I had a mindset
too.
Of a dolphin before I had a teenage.
Yeah, no, we got that in common. I got emancipated, actually, when I was 16. I didn't have much of a relationship with my dad, and then my mom passed away, so it was like, you know, they're like, okay, you could go with him, who he was already like a criminal, had a bunch of bad history, or you could just take responsibility for your own life. What was that?
I got my little sister emancipated. I said I got my little sister emancipated. She's got on her own.
Yeah, I had to do that too. My younger sister's only a year younger than me, so I got emancipated, and then she got emancipated, and we just kind of looked after each other. I remember I was going to school during the day, and then I would go work at McDonald's at nighttime because they were the only people who would hire a 16-year-old. And then I rented a room from one of my grandfather's friends, and my sister stayed with me. So I went through that, but I was actually able to accumulate a good amount of money, and I got a scholarship playing football. So I went to Sacramento State, and then so that was pretty nice, and that took care of it. And then I went down to San Fran.
Try to teach my little brother, man. Don't play the victim. Get over it.
Yeah, man. I just had a dog mentality about everything. I was like, you know what? I'm a grown man. So once they told me that, I just started looking at other grown men like competition.
Yep.
I was like, fight or flight. Yeah. I'm like, if he could do it, I could do it. Let's go. Yeah. All right. So I got your profile set up. I sent you an invitation to that client interview for tomorrow. I sent it to your Gmail. And then I have it set up to text you about 1 hour before two. So you'll get a text about 10 o'clock just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I gave you my direct number and extension there. It's in your text. So as well as moving forward, I know you said you're not super computer savvy, but if you have questions, comments, concerns, or you need something explained, just feel free to reach out to me directly. Okay. I'll make sure it's working for you. And then, last thing, did you get that?
This 1-877-635-6225 is you?
Yeah, but you got to hit extension 544 to call me directly.
544, okay.
Yeah. If you just call that, you'll get one of my reps. We have like 300 people that work here. So there is a 24/7 customer service department too. So even if it's after hours and you dial that without the extension, there's still always somebody to help you. But I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. So I'll pretty much always be available during your hours, unless it's Sunday. Like I said, I'll be gone. All right. So.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, so the last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I'll put it on the card.
Okay, it's going to be a MasterCard? Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
This one's under my name.
Okay, so just a personal. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
8563. 2561.
2561. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0225.
02 of 25. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
194.
Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction, I have to verify a security question on your account, and then do a voice verification because of the discounts that I applied. So there's three options for your security question. You could use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
I would do my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Lilo, like Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, well, boozers, bums up, bums up. I do that with my boys. Yeah, my youngest son, he's almost two. That's his favorite cartoon. He also likes Moana. He just loves, like, the Hawaii stuff. But, okay, first pet's name.
Yeah, my sister named her. I'm 10 years older than my sister, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a baby when I had my dog and let her name her.
Well, you got her emancipated, too. So the funny thing is, like, that is very common with me and my younger sisters. And Lilo and Stitch, in the original one, she adopts her younger sister because the parents pass away. They don't have their parents.
Yeah.
Kind of aligns with both of our stories that we were just talking about. So it's kind of funny.
It's a small world.
Yeah. I love Disney Channel stuff. I grew up in Southern California, so grew up kind of really close to Disneyland. Yeah, so my boys, they love that stuff. I always get them hooked on it. My youngest one, though, he's stuck on Moana. Actually, I'm going to Hawaii. It sounds like I'm bragging now, but I'm going to Hawaii next month on the 24th. I'm looking forward to that, getting them out on the beach. It's kind of like a treat for my wife, too, because I just trap her in the house with them all day. All right. So, I leave her at home with a 3 and a 1-year-old, and I come back, and she looks crazy, pulling her hair, drawing on the TV, all kind of on the walls last night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Jesus, man, it's all good. All right, so we got a good HOA, so I can just call them up, and they come over and take care of it for us. All right, so I got your profile created. I'm just trying to override these discounts here, drop the pricing down. It's asking me why I'm doing this. I'm just new in business credit. Okay, and then I'm waiving all setup fees. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. As I walk you through this, if I say something you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
J. Hope Services Incorporated.
Okay. That's why we do this. I didn't have the ink on there. Did you want the ink displayed in your business name?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, it looks more professional that way. All right. And then it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Jeremy Hope. I am business owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. However, you know, live calls are going to have the best success.
Quick question on that.
Uh-huh.
Quick question on that. You know, if I get, like, 20,000 calls, I can't answer 20,000 calls.
Right. Yeah, so we're not going to be riding you. We're not going to be riding you about missing calls, realistically. It's more so like being responsive to us to make sure that your campaign's working. All of my guys get more calls than they can handle, and they just have a pipeline. So there's a tracking system that you can log into. We'll give you the login credentials to that, and it'll actually capture any of the leads that you missed the calls on, so you could still go through those when you have downtime.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more so being responsive to us. We know there's going to be times where you miss calls. But also if it's like, hey, you know, I signed up with you guys, you know, I noticed that I've been getting some calls, but I haven't gotten the jobs from it. And we could go back into the tracking system and be like, look, man, you got to increase your ability to answer the phone when they call in, you know, give you something that'll help us actually be successful with it. So it's just a more so a way of monitoring, data. We know like 90% success rate on live calls. So, you know, usually if you can get them at the time that they're calling in, that's a deal. If you don't get it, and then they have opportunity to talk to other people, you know, and the percentages go down by the minute, basically, after that live call.
Okay.
And that's what makes it so much more profitable than doing pay-per-lead systems, too. I mean, you might pay for a lead from, like, Angie's, and then that's, like, a day old or a couple hours old, you know? And it's like, they've already talked to somebody, probably. It's kind of killed it, so. All right, and then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes. Now, does that matter, like, social media?
No.
I post up on my... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, anything you're already doing is okay. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, double check that it's not something we're doing for you or they're not duplicating any of the listings that we already created. And if you're not sure, like I said, just call in and I can verify it for you. So that way you're not spending money on something you already have or creating two of them.
Okay.
And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 12th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. That's going to be our Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set to automatically renew each month on the 12th day. However, it'll stay on that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you are with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue or cancel that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right.
Now, as far as payment, I probably will be giving you guys a different card at a later time. It's easy to do, right?
Yeah, that's totally fine too. You got my number.
Okay.
There's only four of us that have the ID for the merchant processing with Google. So yeah, I mean, I would be your guy. I'm the one who set you up. So Google does, you have to get a different type of certification in order to authorize payment. That's why Tara had to transfer you over to me, not just to get the pricing overridden, but, to actually run a transaction.
Okay. Yeah. And just, there's a time, so I'm playing the Rolodex, the cards.
Oh man, I hate that. You know, I got a couple of them, but I'm a pack of lunch guy.
Yeah. No, I'm just doing it now because now I got to cancel this and do that. I got to keep them separate and be able to
differentiate.
It's easier for me.
Yeah, no, I have two companies outside of here too, so. One with my father-in-law and the other one with my brother. So it's a tree and a painting company. So they really oversee it, but all like the heavy paperwork and everything goes through me, and then any income that I get from it, I supplement into an account for my boys and my lady to kind of chew off of on the side. So it's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on all the time, but good problems to have.
Yeah.
You should have a welcome text message there. It'll say, like, Jeremy, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. And then there's an outline of the agreement in writing there. And I point that out to you because the discounted pricing structure. So you're not, like, binded to a contract, but I wanted to make sure that you have everything in writing, like all the services we're providing for you and at that discounted rate. At the bottom, there is a box you have to check to authorize that it was you that conducted the transaction, and then of course the bottom you want to sign your first and last name, and that'll stay saved in your email. We'll have it on file as well too, so there's no confusion moving forward about what we're doing for you. Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Which email are you talking here?
Yeah, no, it's a text message. It should have came as a text.
It'll
go to your
email
too, but the text is for convenience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just got to click camera. Google this one. next. Okay.
All right, perfect. Let me just refresh. You should be seeing a page for username and password now.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow, they'll send you the email with the login credentials. There's also like a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it, and there's a link to download it to your phone, and it comes in the form of a downloadable app. If you don't want to do those things, we also, like I said, you can call me directly. We have customer service available to you, too. So, you know, we could always explain it to you over the phone if you're not really, like, tech savvy and don't want to log into the app and everything.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So that concludes our initial sign-up process. I want to thank you for signing up and welcome aboard. A couple things I want you to keep in mind just to make sure everything goes smooth, okay? So client interview tomorrow between 11 and 12, super important. PIN verification letter gets sent out today. On average, it takes about 5 to 7 days to receive that postcard in the mail. You can't miss it. Postcard size envelope says Google on it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard. When you get that, I need that 5-digit number. So you can text it to me. You can call in with it, email it, whatever's most convenient for you, but just make sure you get it to us. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. So even if you leave us later, all your reviews, your Google business profile, they're still there, right? We're building a website for you. So any photos, logo that you have, send it to that email address that I provided earlier, thephotos@localsplash.com. And that's basically it. So those are the three main things, just client interview, PIN verification, and any photos or logos that you want attached to your .com site.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and like I said, moving forward, any questions, comments, or concerns, I'm a phone call away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning for that client interview.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.